This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And with the fiscal cliff dodged for now and the debt ceiling looming out there on the horizon, there is time for actual work on Capitol Hill. And last night, the House finally passed a nearly $51 billion disaster relief package for people affected by Hurricane Sandy. Joining us now, Bob Henley from our producer, WNYC. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, John.
So I gather the Republican delegations from the Northeast really stepped up here.
They did. They actually managed to peel off over 40 Republican votes to join the Democrats to get it passed. I think the what really carried the day was basically one-to-one retail politics. In fact, it included field trips, John, where members who were inclined to vote no because of the considerable fiscal circumstance the country faces, multi-trillion-dollar debt. I mean, we're on the way to the point where the finance charges and debt service annually are set to be more than the Pentagon appropriation a couple of years. In that climate, what these guys from New Jersey and New York did was basically take fellow Republicans on field trips to places on the Jersey Shore, Staten Island that were hard hit, to show them firsthand the devastation.
And that clearly won the day. What's in this package, $51 billion?
Well, there's two pots of money, $17 billion that was championed by Appropriations Chair Hal Rogers from Kentucky. That's for immediate relief for homeowners, renters, businesses, and local governments, for emergent things like debris removal, fund short-term emergency housing, and things that need to get done before the start of the Memorial Day holiday, because these seasonal shore communities really have a very small window. They have to get it done in terms of getting business and being successful from Memorial Day really to Labor Day. And then the $33 billion pot of money championed by Congressman Frelinghuysen from New Jersey, that's for more longer-term things, $19 billion for road and bridge repair, storm hardening for the power and transportation infrastructure.
I recall that the two governors in these states, Andrew Cuomo of New York and Chris Christie of New Jersey, spoke very differently about their reaction to the disaster. Chris Christie seemed very concerned about Ferris wheels and the return of the tourist trade on the Jersey Shore, while Andrew Cuomo talked much more about climate change. Do you think that will affect the way these governors spend the money?
One of the things built into these bills are all kinds of fraud prevention measures, because the federal government is still smarting from the realization that after Katrina and Rita, the GAO reported, John, that up to $1.4 billion was paid out fraudulently. So there are mechanisms of feedback loops where there's going to be accountability, they say. We'll see.
And there is some of this money that's going to go to assessing and then taking the steps to make sure certain communities maybe don't return to these areas in harm's way from what
that's
we saw during
point.
Sandy.
That's a good point, John. About 15% of this money, and the size of this package means that there's going to be some money out there to buy people out. That's one of the things that came up over and over again with the reauthorization earlier this month of the $9.7 billion additional borrowing for our nation's flood insurance program. Is the reality is it's really unsustainable. They get like $3 billion in premiums paid in by people whose homes frequently flood. But in 1 year, John, they can pay out, I think, after Katrina and Rita, they paid out something like $18 billion in 1 year. So you really do have to start asking tough questions. Maybe people shouldn't live in these places.
Well, the polls showed that the immediate aftermath of Sandy had an impact on the election, the way that Barack Obama and Governor Christie were responding to the crisis. Do you think this package changes the people in the Northeast's view of Congress at all?
No, I don't, because I think there's still a lot of skepticism about Congress and the fact that it took so long. I mean, consider that it was 10 days and you saw the Beltway respond after Katrina.
All right. It's The Takeaway. Bob Henley from our producer, WNYC, talking about the nearly $51 billion disaster relief package passed last night in the House. The Senate will vote on it, and then eventually it will make it to the Northeast. Bob, thanks so much.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.